Business trip at Upside.com to enjoy a level of customer service you've never had before. You deserve a better business trip. Upside.com.
AutoZone presents Max Performance. AutoZone knows better engine performance means taking it to the max. Max fuel economy, max engine life, and yeah, max savings. And it all starts with the right fuel treatment. That's why right now you can save on STP gas treatment and get two for $5. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Must buy two. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
I'm Chris Rhodes with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Ben Roethlisberger was picked off at the goal line with seconds to play as the Pats held on to a 27-24 win over the Steelers. The return of Aaron Rodgers didn't go as planned for the Packers. Rodgers threw three touchdowns but was picked off three times as well, and Green Bay fell to Carolina 31-24. The Rams beat the Seahawks 42-7 and took control of the NFC West. Nick Foles and the Eagles escaped the Meadowlands 34-29. The Saints outlasted the Jets 31-19, and the Vikings clinched the NFC North by downing the Bengals 34-7. The Jags dominated the Texans 45-7. The Ravens toppled the Browns 27-10. Buffalo managed Miami 24-16. Tennessee fell to San Francisco 25-23. In the nightcap, the Cowboys survived a late drive from the Raiders, winning 20-17. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Welcome back in, 5:04. Welcome to the Todd Rollkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Plenty to get to here in hour number two. Mac McCausland normally joining us, well, right about now. Mac was flying to points unknown today and was scheduled to land, he told me, at about 4:45. And so I said, if you would like, just to keep everybody sane, we can talk with you at 5:30 tonight rather than 5 o'clock, and he said that would be fantastic. So Mac is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour, and then Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette will be with us at 6 o'clock tonight to kick off hour number three. The coordinators for the Iowa Hawkeyes, Brian Ferentz and Phil Parker, meeting with members of the media in Iowa City late this afternoon, so we'll talk with Mark about what they had to say. And Brian Ferentz was pretty frank about addressing especially that Wisconsin loss and lamenting that Iowa didn't do a good enough job of sticking with the run that day and saying a lot of that was on him. But, Alex, we have a controversy on our hands.
We do.
And I feel that we need to look. We can go one of two ways with this. We can pretend that it didn't happen.
We got to address it.
Or we could launch an investigation.
Let's launch an investigation.
And sometimes when things happen and you just you cross your fingers and you go, yeah, nobody heard that. So I'm sitting here and I'm minding my own business and I'm getting ready for hour number two coming up and I'm making notes here. And sometimes, and you know this as well as I do. When one person is talking, the other person, sometimes you're not really listening. And
that can happen sometimes.
You know, we're doing some things here behind the scenes, and the big board update is going on, and I'm in my zone here. And I thought, oh, no, there's no way that I heard that. Maybe my ears were playing tricks on me. The text line feels that they heard something during the last big board update. Do we have the audio from the last big board update? Is that something that we could get?
Oh, we can get it.
Or can we just...
It would take a couple of minutes, but we could get it.
Now, do we have to have a subpoena for it? Or is this something
that
we
can... Do we have Dan Fielding on hand, the lawyer?
Well, we can check whether or not this is kosher or not. But... And I've got a cop. I have been accused. I was accused of doing the same thing once. The exact same thing. And...
I don't know what it is about...
I'm so uncomfortable, I can't even say it.
Of all the topics that we've ever tackled, this is the one that makes me the most uncomfortable.
I feel as if this were like an NBC TV show, they would be selling it the most controversial segment that they've ever done on the program.
Oh, man. The text line is really lighting up now.
Now, I'm going to say this. It wasn't done intentionally.
No, it was completely on accident.
And now, but then you're going to have people to go, well, you don't just say that on accident.
In fact,
you don't just use that word. And you go, well, he doesn't have a bone in his body that would cause him to use that word.
No, it's something where...
Now, to a certain segment of our listeners, they hear that, and I mean, it's...
When you stumble a little bit, when you're talking at a very rapid pace, you tend to...
The most dramatic.
You make that noise.
The most dramatic segment we've ever done on this program. The audio. We don't have the audio right now, so there's no proof.
Delete the audio.
Yeah, make sure that. Okay, the text line thinks that Kyle, during his big board update, said instead of saying cyclones, he used a phrase that Iowa fans sometimes use to describe cyclone fans. I don't know whether I heard it or not.
I
can pretend like I didn't.
I didn't hear anything.
Or I can look at my phone. Sam Kinsley, our former associate producer who lives out in California right now. I've been to California. There's a lot to do in California other than listening to KGYM radio online. I'll read you the text here because there are about 30 of them on the Hertin and Stocker text line that say similar. Luckily, Sam is the only person that has... This is not... Sam, use the text line that's sponsored. Stop texting me on my personal phone. Kyle just called them the Cyclones. Did you hear... Cyclones, or did you hear cyclones? 319-366-1600. It's not the first time I've misspoken a few times in my life. Don't know if it's been to that degree.
No, I've had some that are way more embarrassing now, that I can't even share on air because it was so bad.
I almost felt
like I had to hit the mute button.
You could share them on air.
But
have you ever sworn?
I'm not legally obligated
Have you ever said something along the lines of a word that's, and then you slip up and you say something that's naughty?
Yes.
Okay. We've all been there.
Letter S word. That's a very easy one to slip up on and accidentally say.
I've got to be very careful here because I have to buy Kyle a Christmas present. And so this is now where this is like U.S.-Russian relations here. This could be very bad. Now, he wants to come in here and set the record straight. So we owe him this time as he puts the stolen headphones on. You can't get good headphones for $25. So I'm just going to tell you right now, don't get your hopes up.
I'm definitely not getting any set from Ames.
Here is the man himself, our producer, Kyle Mann, who stands before us today accused of the following crime.
Mm.
During the last big board update, That's timely. I like that. During the last big board update, Kyle has been accused by the text line of saying cyclones. Now, you've prepared every day. You prepare the big board. It's there typed in front of you. I see it right now.
Yes.
Could you read for the court the offending paragraph?
Yes, yes.
I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Read it as it is typed on the page.
Iowa State overcame a halftime deficit to beat UNI 76-65. Wyatt Lohouse led the Panthers with 16 points, but the Cyclones had five of their eight players in double digits, including Lindell Wigginton's game-high 20. Nick Weiler-Babb continued his strong play with 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists, and the Cyclones have now won 8 in a row.
Let me see the paper here. I can tell because there are some people out there that are they're laughing, and there are some people out here who are angry. It says Cyclones on the paper.
Twice.
Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you didn't have a slip of the tongue. Do you have something that you would like to say to our Iowa State listeners right now?
I do. I went back and I listened to it myself.
He listened.
Yeah, it's...
Wait. Hold on. So you've heard...
This is a bombshell.
You've heard what has been said.
This is a bombshell.
I have heard the audio that has gone around. I did, in fact, say Cyclones. Really bad. Not even close. And I'm terribly sorry. With any luck, I'll be here tomorrow. I'll make it up to you guys.
At least you didn't say it during the segment with John Walters.
All right, so let's have...
Or with an Iowa State guest.
Let's have complete honesty. What happened? I heard it. Now that you admit it, I definitely heard it.
I also heard it and wasn't planning on addressing it. And then sometimes when you do something stupid here and you make a mistake, you just cross your fingers and hope that the text line didn't catch it.
Oh, they caught it.
When's the last time that we did something stupid here that the text line didn't catch?
It's never happened.
The fifth and never.
Exactly. It's never happened.
You say one wrong thing and somebody out there is like, I'm going to pull my car over on the interstate right now and text these idiots and tell them it's the Sanford Pentagon, for God's sakes.
Traffic stopped on northbound 380.
UNI is in the FCS. They're not D2.
Oh, don't ever make one. Yeah, don't ever make that mistake.
That is a big one. No, but I heard it, and then
6580 says forgiven.
Oh, thank
you. So we're either talking about Clint Eastwood movies, or he is speaking on behalf of Cyclone Nation.
Is 6580 a Cyclone fan? Because that's really, I need that forgiveness.
He also says it takes a big man to admit his mistakes.
I had no choice. I heard it. It was damning, to say the least.
And now the Iowa fans like you even more.
Well,
it wasn't done maliciously.
No, so I heard it and I felt the need to say it was an accident. And then I asked Kyle if he caught it, and he said, "I did what?"
Yeah, I did not know.
Now Kyle has a burgeoning fan club on the text line. We may have created a monster.
Hey, I'm here for you guys.
Okay, well now we've. Look, there were two ways to go with that, right? You pretend that it didn't happen, and then you get people that are mad at you. Oh, those guys did it on purpose.
That's the very 2017 way to do it.
Exactly. Or you clear the air and you say, we both heard it, and so did the text line, and it happened, and it was a mistake, and we move on, and we're better for it.
I think
that's what happened.
We took the high road.
Now you see the NBC shooting star coming across. The more you know.
I just thank you guys for this opportunity.
Kyle has cleared the air, and according to one texter, and we all know that one person can speak for an entire fan base, they do it every day on message boards all across the country, that one Iowa State fan has granted him, not clemency, because if he had clemency, then he could use it in perpetuity for the rest of his life. He could do it again. They're willing to, everybody gets one. And I think you got your one with the Cyclone fans.
Thanks.
So, now what? Now how Iowa State fans? I'm just going to throw this out here. If Kyle were to somehow have to even things out, what could he? What term would you prefer that he use for the Hawkeyes? I've heard squawks,
and I can't have to hit the dump button. It has to be PG.
My favorite is always Tavern Hawks. That's my favorite. My favorite slur that Iowa State fans
never heard
use
that one.
For
surprise.
Hawkeye fan. Tavern Hawks is essentially a subset of Iowa fans.
I do have a couple of Hawkeyes here in the script, so
Now, I would never say we're not going to do it intentionally, but if Iowa State fans
This isn't the NHL. We're not going to make a bad call and then even it up with another bad call.
They're definitely saying squawk eyes because Iowa fans like to squawk. Every fan base squawks.
Everyone squawks. I don't believe in makeup calls. I mean, if you want, if you really feel the need to, Kyle, it's your prerogative. You own that big board. That's your deal.
Technically, Midwest One Bank owns the big board.
You halfway own that big board.
He leases.
He leases it.
With an option to buy. Rent to own, right?
So, yeah, I don't know. We took the high road by admitting that it happened. And I've always been told two wrongs don't make a right.
Oh, no, don't make us guilty here. He's the one who did it. We're trying to stay above the fray here. You and I are perfect. We never make mistakes.
Exactly.
Kyle's over here just burning this place to the ground. He's got a gas can in his hand. Some people like to watch the world burn, Kyle. You appear to be one of those people, at least according to the Iowa State fans on the text line today. Magical season, great season, Matt Campbell, Liberty Bowl, and then you had to go and do that and ruin it. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody calls in to the Courtside show tonight and says, did you hear what happened after you were on the air with those idiots?
Just about 10 minutes after, well, less than that.
Cyclone Jerry, I know you're listening. Cyclone Jerry is like Santa. He's everywhere. He's omnipresent. Let me tell you this.
If you say his name three times, will he show up?
My wife and I have this decorative Santa at home that we put out every year for Christmas. But Christmas is a little different now because we have a toddler making his way around the house. And so Santa has been put up out of reach. But we have told our son, who's starting to understand, he comprehends a lot when you tell him things. We have told him that Santa is watching him to make sure that he is a good boy.
Mm.
And
the old
now,
elf on the shelf trick.
Now he is... It's not a trick, Alex. Careful what you're saying about the elf on the shelf. Now he's not necessarily scared of the Santa, but every time that he enters the room that the Santa is in, he is leery of it, as if the doll itself is watching him. So,
it's not a trick, elf.
He comprehends some things. Other things, he doesn't have. And had he been listening to the last Big Board update, he would have done a double take.
So what you're telling
me... He would have said, what?
You've terrified your son of Santa.
Yeah.
But it's not a trick.
He's not terrified of him. He just knows he's made the connection that... And so last night he was rolling around in bed. He was sleeping restlessly last night. And I said to my wife, what if he's excited about Christmas?
What if he's scared of Santa?
Well, we don't want to go down. We have to take him to see Santa, and this is going to be the first year, I think, where we get tears. Last year... You babies are kind of dumb when they're really young. Like, they don't even register. And that was last year with him and Santa. This year, he's got serious stranger danger issues. To the point where if I brought him in the studio here, he wouldn't want to go anywhere near the two of you. Mm. And so a big fat guy in a red suit with a beard, he's going to be terrified. And, of course, we're going to do what every good parent would do. And that's take a picture for posterity and maybe even use it as the Christmas card this year. 319-366-1600, the Hertin and Stocker text line. I'm the guy who almost said the name of a made-up sponsor during the John Walters. I bit my tongue and I was like, what was I just saying?
I heard that on my ride back, actually. I got to hear that.
It was like, somebody must have the website in front of them looking at other things on our website.
I'm the one that didn't have the schedule correct for our programming after the show today. So we've all made mistakes today, but Kyle's the one that got caught. If you make a mistake and nobody catches you, is it actually a mistake?
Paul and Marion says the Cyclone fans reserve the right to trade for an insult to be named later.
Mm.
This is much like the skit on the Chappelle Show when they did the racial draft, now, I don't know, you probably couldn't get away with that today.
No, probably not.
It was Dave Chappelle, and he sort of had a little bit of license on that. That show was so great, and then he got burned out, and he was like, I just don't need to do this anymore, and walked away from a great thing, as many of you are hoping that Someday we will walk away from this and just say, no, no more. No mas, no mas. 319-366-69. That's a sports reference as well, Alex. 521, we will step aside. But before we do, we'll tell you about LowTUSA.com. That website is going to fill you in. Everything you need to know about Mantality, which is a local men's health clinic located in North Liberty, convenient for most of our listeners between Iowa City and Cedar Rapids. What do they do at Mantality? Well, try to get you feeling the best way that you possibly can. And what they're looking for is low testosterone. Every guy has different levels of testosterone in his body. Some have a ton, some don't have a lot, and then some have just the right amount. And you can be going to the gym, looking like you're maxed out, low testosterone. You can look like a bookworm, guy's never lifted a weight in his life, he's got all the testosterone in the world that he needs. You don't know. You can't tell by looking in the mirror. They can do a simple test. If you've got low testosterone, they've got a 90% success rate in getting you to feel better and get you treated. The best part is, it's likely that your insurance will cover a visit because they are doctors. They are nurse practitioners. Mantality, again, with their new office located in North Liberty, they see patients primarily on Mondays, but I think they're going to expand out to other days of the week as well. To make an appointment now, simply go to the website lowtusa.com. Mantality, a proud sponsor of the Todd Bromelkamp Show here on KGYM. 523, we'll step aside and take a quick timeout, and then, if I had to wager a guess, the most enunciated big board update that you will have ever heard on KGYM is right around the corner. Back after this.
After he returned from overseas, on a night that might otherwise have been like any other 1940s night, he got down on one knee, looked up into her shining eyes, and placed the ring on her finger. She was one in the first generation of ladies to say yes to an engagement ring from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. That tradition hasn't changed. Decade upon decade, generation after generation, proposals from simple to elegant have featured engagement rings from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. The selection of diamonds and mountings is one of the largest in the area, and the expertise of the Dickens family has steadied the nerves of more than one young man. Stop by and see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. And step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know how important the concept of home is at this time of the year. So throw another log on the fire and enjoy all the great moments that being home for the holidays provides. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty has helped hundreds of people just like you sell or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area. For Doug and the crew at Pinnacle Realty, it's all about home. Happy holidays and happy homes from Doug McAllister and Pinnacle Realty at soldincr.com.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Man, this is just absolutely ridiculous. I'm looking at a tweet from Adam Schefter here. If you're unaware of the story that came out over the weekend, there are some allegations against Jerry Richardson, the guy who owns the Carolina Panthers franchise in the NFL. And the climate that we're in, you can guess they're related to sexually harassing various women. In 1993... he paid $206 million for that franchise. And when he sells the team after this season, the team is expected to sell in the range of $2.5 billion. Kind of makes you wish that you had all that money to buy a football team.
Well, yeah.
In 1993.
Did you see the figures of Jeffrey Loria selling the Miami Marlins?
which is, if you've been listening to the Dan Lebatard show in the mornings here on KGYM, Dan Lebatard, of course, he does his show from Miami and is a Miami sports god down there. He has been all over this.
And
absolutely borderline criminal what MLB has done to that franchise's fans, because they knew all of this was going to happen because that ownership group didn't have the assets on hand to properly run the franchise. And they didn't even pretend that they were going to keep Giancarlo Stanton around for a while. They couldn't get rid of him fast enough. And now JT Realmuto, the catcher, is asking to be traded. And Christian Yelich, the last remaining decent player on the team, although Realmuto is really good. Baseball fans should know who he is. But Yelich is sort of the last remaining guy who they want to build around. And now he's saying, I might want to reconsider this.
Yeah, why would he want to stay there?
319-366-1600, Loria. And that goes back to the Expos and the Marlins. And Loria got out of Montreal. And it was MLB's way of clearing the way to either contract that franchise or move it to Washington, D.C., which is what it did. But Jeffrey Loria, I don't think they're... This is a great example of, there were probably thousands of Marlins fans that were like, man, anybody but Jeffrey Loria.
Yep.
And then anybody but turns into a group of people that don't have enough money to run the franchise.
So they had somebody who bought it for $158 million, sold it for $1.2 billion, which was Jeffrey Loria, after running it into the ground, and they sold it to somebody, a group, I should say, who can't afford the team.
$206 million in 1993. Jerry Richardson's going to sell that team for $2.5 billion. But remember, the NFL is struggling. 319-366-1600. There was a great stat over the weekend. I'll see if I can find it before 7 o'clock too tonight, about all of the buyouts that are being paid to the FBS, the Power Five coaches. It's only like six or seven buyouts, and if you took all of that money and chopped it up, you could give $10,000 to every scholarship player that plays FBS football. But there's not enough money.
No, don't do that.
There's not enough money, but just in buyouts alone for seven guys, it would cover that. Kyle's here with the most enunciated big board update ever. It's brought to you by Midwest One. Midwest One, where you are the one.
All four of the state's major universities collided in Des Moines at the Hy-Vee Classic on Saturday. First, it was the Hawkeyes taking care of Drake, 90-64, led by Tyler Cook with 23 points. Nick Bear had 11 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 steals. Jordan Bohannon and Luca Garza also reached double digits. Iowa State overcame a halftime deficit to beat UNI 76-65. Wyatt Lohaus led the Panthers with 16 points, but the Cyclones had 5 of their 8 players in double digits, including Lindell Wigginton's game-high 20. Nick Weiler-Babb continued his strong play with 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists, and the Cyclones have now won 8 in a row. Iowa's Megan Gustafson has been dominant since the opening tip of the season, and today was once again named co-Big Ten Player of the Week. She had 26 points and 10 rebounds on 73% shooting in a victory over UNI this weekend to give her a nation-leading 11th double-double. She's top 15 nationally in 8 other categories, including 3rd in field goal percentage and rebounds. At 11-1, she's got the Hawkeyes off to their best start since 2010 and ranked 25th in the country. We've got a lot going on here at KGYM tonight. First, we'll be checking out a little bit early, heading to Linmar on our FM frequencies beginning at 6:50. So our show will only be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, for those final 10 minutes. And when we're done, we'll have the Cyclone Call-In Show until 8:30, at which point we'll pick up Monday Night Football between the Falcons and Bucks on all 3 frequencies.
Here's how you know that wasn't a work, and it was an obvious mistake, because if it was a work, I would have had Kyle say it again just to get under people's skins.
So we could fill another...
No. If it was a work, that's how it would have played out. It was a genuine mistake.
So let me just say this.
Case closed.
Thank you.
Is that what you were going to say?
That's exactly what I was going to say. So I just let you say it.
The Packers, reading the tea leaves here, are going to shut Aaron Rodgers down for the remainder of the season. They have re-signed Joe Callahan, their third-string quarterback, to the active roster, so they're not even waiting for the results of tonight's game with the Falcons, which, if Atlanta wins, Green Bay is officially out of the... They were out of the running anyway. But Callahan's back on the active roster, so get ready for your fill of Brett Hundley moving forward over the final 2 games of the regular season. Mac McCausland is going to talk college hoops. Mac joins us next.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted best IT support company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. At this hour, the NFL suspended Panthers linebacker Thomas Davis 2 games for an illegal blindside block of Packers receiver Devontae Adams. Davis will appeal. Receiver Antonio Brown on Twitter today called his injury a minor one and said the Steelers made a statement despite their loss to the Patriots. ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting Brown is likely out Sunday with a partially torn calf muscle. He's expected back for the postseason. Plenty to talk about from that game with the main topic, the go-ahead touchdown catch by Pittsburgh tight end Jesse James that was overturned by replay officials late. According to the league rule, the correct call was made, but that rule should be tweaked, says ESPN's Jeff Saturday.
That type of play to me is a catch, and it's frustrating that that play ends that way. But again, they did it right, but I don't like the rule. I think the way the rule is written needs to be changed so that they can execute it the right way.
Jeff Saturday on Golic and Wingo. NBA, Golden State's Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Zaza Pachulia all out tonight against the Lakers. The Lakers will retire Kobe Bryant's numbers 8 and 24 before the game.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
If you could get rewarded for sleeping, would you? What about for sitting on a bench, looking out at the ocean? Or for sitting in a comfy chair, watching football on TV? Guess what? That third dream job is real thanks to Buffalo Wild Wings. You can come in, watch football, and earn points with blazing rewards just for being there. That's right. You're a professional football fan now. Brag about it to all your friends. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Terms and conditions apply. Must be a Blazin' Rewards member. To join in for details, visit BlazinRewards.com or download the Blazin' Rewards app.
Do you need Duracell batteries this coming holiday season? Maybe not. Maybe you could trust your kids will be just as happy without them. Maybe you could trust they won't remember you as the parents who spent this Christmas morning driving to a mini mall to get the batteries you forgot while wearing a robe. Or you could just trust Duracell and buy them right now.
Cyber attack, data breach, malware, botnets. Think your business is immune? It's not. Malware is alive and well on most corporate networks. So you need active malware detection. You need CDW. CDW has a complimentary service called ThreatCheck. It passively monitors your network to detect malicious traffic and other risks. CDW's security experts will then analyze and explain the results and provide security recommendations. Learn more at cdw.com/threatcheck. CDW, people who get it.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
5:35, welcome back. The official halfway point of the show today, our last full week of programming in the year 2017. And next week we'll be off on Monday for Christmas Day, and then there will be no version of this show on December 26th. But I will be checking in. We'll have 1 hour of programming from 4 to 5 next Tuesday from New York City. and I'll be talking with Kyle and Mark Dukes. Mark is going to stick around after the gym class. We'll chat a little bit about how the Pinstripe Bowl preparations are going for the Hawkeyes in New York City. And then you'll hear next Tuesday the press conference that day with Steve Adazio, the Boston College coach, and Kirk Ferentz from New York City. So plenty to get to next week, Pinstripe Bowl related. And, of course, we will get ready for the Liberty Bowl as well, which is going to be played that Saturday.
I was pretty bummed to hear John find out that the kick returning game was good. I was hoping that they would not find out and just kick it right to this guy named Tony Pollard, who's about to break the record for kick returns for touchdowns in a career, and he's only a sophomore, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Those guys have plenty of time. They have gone over every bit of film. By the way, if you've got a chance to check this out, yesterday in the Green Bay-Carolina game, there's a tremendous exchange. It's readily available on Twitter. Clay Matthews is calling out a wheel route. Have you seen this?
I did.
And Cam Newton, they're mic'd up. And Cam Newton goes, "Oh, you've been watching tape. Wait for it." And it winds up being a slant to Christian McCaffrey for a touchdown. It's funny and it's great and it takes you inside the game. Taking us inside the game of basketball, as he does every week, is the one and only Mac McCausland. Mac, I didn't ask where you were flying to, but we've got some listeners on the Hertine and Stocker text line that were just assuming it was Las Vegas at this point. They know you well enough. Where are you right now?
Actually, I am driving back home after landing, so everything's good. But I did leave a little money out in Vegas for the next guy, so whoever goes out, there's still some left.
So it was Las Vegas. Okay, so you were watching the Hy-Vee Classic from afar. Iowa and yeah. Drake turned out to not be much of a game.
Yeah, I thought after the first 10 minutes, that was the first time the Iowa team really got into a nice rhythm like they did last year. Veteran guys did veteran things. I thought the freshmen did what they do best, play big. Make them tough mismatches, and both of them are very good passers, especially from that high post, and it was nice to get Pencil back. I mean, there was just a lot of good things, and then if you want to head towards the word great, Bear borders on having a great game right there. So I think things are looking better, a lot of confidence out of that, an in-state rival, fans there, and we know Drake is much better than last year. Coach Medved has done a good job with them. That's still probably not a team that will win the Valley this year, but they're going to win more games than they have in a while.
Now, Peter Jock had told local media that the team needs to play to have more fun. Did we see that on Saturday?
Oh, I even tweeted out, I haven't seen this many faces smiling. And that was probably 12 minutes left to go in the game. And it was before you can really say it was over, but they were having fun. They liked making the passes. Like I say, the game plan was pretty good, and I did like the zone defense a lot. Now, you can't stay in it forever because teams will start to get their shooters open, but you can certainly bring that and bring the press to disrupt other people, and I thought that's what Iowa did.
Mac McCausland joining us as he does every Monday to talk a little college hoops. Has your opinion on Connor McCaffrey changed at all? They can still technically redshirt him at this point, but time is winding down. You still think, as you said last Monday with us, that he's going to play this year?
I think he has to. I don't think you want to put him, unless he is really seriously ill over the next month. But you just can't go into the season with just really one point guard. And I think Connor is a better point guard in terms of visioning the court, seeing the court. He's 6'5". J-Bo is, 6 foot? I just think he had a great feel for the game. And when he brought the ball up, I just had that feeling. He was looking for more than something than just the play that's going to happen. I mean, if somebody went to sleep and we know Iowa bigs run to the rim, and at 6'5", he can get that ball up over people. So I thought he played very well. Now you do have to get him healthy. And unless something else comes up, I just think you got some great time to rest him. Now, he won't be in great shape. We understand that. But on the other hand, you are going to get him healthy. And if you can get him up to 12 to 15 minutes, he just looks like he knows what he's doing out there.
Well, you touch on it a little bit there, but why does the offense seem to look like it flows much better when he's in there at the point as opposed to when Jordan Bohannon or Brady Ellingson are in there running that position?
Well, first of all, I think, Connor from day one has been a point guard. When I say day one, I'm talking probably the first day he was born. We know that's what Fran played, point guard. He loves to have tall, lanky people. I think that's another reason that Connor adds something. And when you're 6'5", and then you have the added wingspan over somebody that's 6 foot, it just makes it easier to pass, makes it easier to get the ball around him. Connor is a terrific post passer. And if you say, what's Iowa's strength? I would have to say day in and day out, it's post play. I mean, we've seen Cook have games. Penso had a game. Obviously, the freshmen have had games. So I just think this is a maturing process that he understands that offense. I mean, he's seen it since he's been in second grade, and he understands what Coach McCaffrey wants out of a play, not just the first strike at the rim, but also the counters.
So we've seen Iowa put up 90 points plus in back-to-back games now. They're getting ready to close out the non-conference portion of the schedule. They've still got three games left. Southern Utah is on tap tomorrow night, 8:07 Carver Hawkeye Arena. What are your expectations for these final three non-conference games for Iowa?
I really think, it's going to be, again, putting a lot of different people on the court, just seeing how different combinations work. I mean, we did see in the Drake game, I think Bohannon and Connor together, and I thought that was interesting for just a short period of time. But then you've really got some guys that both know how to pass and shoot. And then I keep seeing the freshmen. When Nunji learns how to play that point on the defense like Bear does, in terms of just anticipation, and you got to understand he's going to be another 4 inches longer as far as, wingspan. That'd be an interesting thing to try and break throughout the year. And then you've got now shot blockers. These guys, Garza, Nunji, Baird block shots, and of course Cook. When you've got them at the back of the press, you can be slightly more aggressive up front and see if you can get some traps.
Now, it was no secret coming into the game that Drake was a little bit undersized. They play that four-guard lineup, so you would have to assume that Iowa wanted to take advantage of their size, and they did that. But it seemed like a concerted effort to get Tyler Cook touches in good position. Did that have a lot to do with Drake not having somebody to match up with him, or can they do that more often and then into Big Ten play?
I think what you're trying to accomplish there are two things. One is get Tyler the ball and then get him some touches. And as we all know, he's a very impressive dunker, which is a little intimidating. But what you're probably trying to also do is give those players a game plan and see if they can execute it. And the game plan was, who's ever on the post, and it was Garza a couple times, as well as Cook, you seal your man and you lead a hand towards the rim, and they throw that little alley-oop over the top, and then go get a rim, either a dunk or a three-point play. And we just saw it too many times not to think that was a direct point of emphasis by the coaching staff.
Mac McCausland talking a little hoops with us. Is there any reason for Iowa fans to be on the edge of their seat tomorrow with Southern Utah coming in? They've won four of their last five. And they played Michigan State earlier this year. It was 88-63, Michigan State. They gave them the Spartans a game for a while.
Yeah. They got a new coach last year, Todd Simon, who used to be at UNLV. And he's done a good job of recruiting. That's what his main focus was at UNLV. And he's got a couple of younger guys, JC guys. So they're still trying to find their way, I'm sure, in terms of what they want to get done. But I can't foresee Iowa fans need to be on the corner or the edge of their seat. They can probably go get the chips at halftime, and then we'll go from there.
Now, you've talked about it pretty much every week, the youth on this team and the lack of veteran leadership. And I think a lot of times last year when they needed a big play, Peter Jok would go down and create his own shot. Is Nicholas Bear going to kind of have to be that guy to where he makes a play early on to spark things?
I really don't know if he needs to make the play, but he can certainly guide others to make the play. In other words, he can be like a point forward and, you know, tell Garza, get low. He can tell Amon, get on the weak side, go get a rebound for us. Tell Nunji, you know, work your tail off the next minute. Let's see if we can get a couple of turnovers. He can do that type of thing. For him to, or us talking and looking to say he can make plays like Peter, I just don't see that. In fact, I'm not sure I see that with anybody on this team yet. I think Isaiah Moss, because of his size, and he made a catch in traffic and a layup against Drake. I'm not sure how he did it. You know, that's just terrific athleticism, and he finished it. And he's got some abilities that I think will make it very difficult for other people to guard Iowa.
Mac, I don't think Drake has won a game in this series since it's become the Big Four Classic, now the Hy-Vee Classic at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Scott Docterman from the Land of 10 wrote a piece about how to maybe make some changes here and make this event a little bit more viable long-term. Do you think Drake's lack of success here is possibly putting this event in peril?
Well, I don't know if it's just that. I think sometimes people just, I don't want to say get tired of it, but they know what's there. And if you're a good basketball fan, it's a great day to see four Iowa teams. But it's also an opportunity then that you're taking away from the home crowd to get one or two, you know, other home games. I would say, you know, if you got to look back at the history of Drake, and right now they have had that downswing ever since Dr. Tom left. Now, if Dr. Tom were still the coach, I would say it'd be very viable, not just because it's Tom, but he had the talent level up. He had a style of play. You know, he was winning whatever it was, 20, 22 games. And then, you know, when Keno came in, they had the great run with that same talent. So I think it's just a matter of Mythic, you know, getting an opportunity. And you talk about if you cancel it, you got to go, I think, another 2 years anyway, or maybe it's three on the contract before you need to make another decision. And then you'll see how good Drake is.
Now, Mac, the other game that took place at Wells Fargo Arena was for a while, you and I gave Iowa State some trouble. They pulled away in that second half. But this is two games in a row against in-state rivals where Iowa State has shut down the other team's best low post player. Bennett Cook only had 4 points. Tyler Cook only had 2 points in the meeting at Hilton Coliseum. What has Steve Prohm's team been able to do against these really talented post players?
Well, I think, you know, the one thing Coach Prohm has is athletes. And you can, I'll call it, bounce those athletes around and come from different directions to double team. And, you know, they've made a very concerted effort to double team and make those post players throw the ball back out. Now, if you don't hit 15-foot shots, 12-foot shots, they're going to keep doing it and make you feel uncomfortable. And just like Iowa, I thought, gained confidence, you can have teams lose confidence in a game just because the game plan isn't seemingly working. And you know, I just think there's no question that'll help the Cyclones when they get in that lead because there's a lot of good post players and a lot of them like to run as well.
Mac, great stuff as always. Glad you made it back from Vegas in one piece. And I guess, as we've been saying to all of our guests today who normally join us on Monday, this will be the last time that we talk before Christmas and New Year's. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and the next time we're chatting with you, it's going to be 2018. How about that?
Well, what are we doing? Monday that New Year's or what?
Well, we won't be on the 1st, so it'll be January 8th the next time that we talk with you.
Half the Big Ten season will be over.
I know, but we'll have a lot of catching up to do. How about that? We'll be like old, long-lost relatives.
Have fun in New York.
I will try, Mac. You know me, and I know you. And get out the holiday chips and salsa for those final three.
The holiday chips and salsa with lime.
For the final three non-conference games for the Hawkeyes. Mac McCausland joining us. Great stuff as always. 551. Oh, we've got a $50 gift certificate to Elevate Salon and Spa that somebody is going to walk away with coming up in hour number three tonight. We've got a couple locations, including one not too far from where we are on the southwest side, located off Edgewood Road. As a matter of fact, I mentioned that in hour number one, and we had a couple people using the text line talking about the various prices there. So I have a feeling that we either have some listeners who are familiar with it, or they're wives are familiar with it, and they know what a hair coloring costs. That caught me a little off guard. I didn't realize that that was as pricey of a thing to do as it appears to be.
Yeah,
but a regular haircut, this will cover that and more. $50 will go a long way at Elevate Salon and Spa. So be listening for your chance to win a last-minute stocking stuffer from your friends here at KGYM and Elevate. 552, quick break. More on the way after this.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. First of all, we'd like to thank everyone in our customer family for a fantastic year and wish everyone the very happiest of holidays. Right now through January 2nd, we will be making some exceptional deals on all of our new Toyotas. With the amazing finance and lease rates that are available, it's really worth taking advantage of. Don't miss out. For those of you who want a new vehicle experience but are in the market for a used vehicle, you'll want to check out our certified used Toyotas that have low finance rates, extra warranty coverage, and come with Toyota of Iowa City's exclusive continued care on our used vehicles, which includes 2 free years of oil changes and tire rotations with no mileage limitation. If you'd like to do business with the dealer that's been voted best of the area every year for the last 8 years, come on in and let's make it easy for you at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Fellow Cyclone fans, this is Craig Adamson of True Wealth Stewardship in Marion.
Oh, we will fight for Iowa State, and may her colors ever fly. Oh, we will fight with might for Iowa State, with the will to do or die. Rah, 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 loyal sons forever true. And we will fight the battle through. And when we hit that line, we'll hit it hard. Every yard for ISU.
Treat her right this season with a gift card from Elevate Salon and Spa. This little beauty comes stylishly wrapped and ready to place under the tree or in a stocking. Choose from any of the Salon and Spa packages, or let Elevate help you customize the perfect gift. Elevate her holiday with a gift card from Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Station Southwest and in Northtown Market on Blair's Ferry Road. Stop in and the Elevate staff will be happy to help you, or feel free to order online at ElevateSalons.com.
Drop her an easy hint about what you'd like to find under the tree this year. Mention the Give Him What He Wants holiday sale at Red Wing Shoes. She'll find the perfect things to wrap up for you. Red Wing boots, hardworking accessories, toasty socks, casual shoes and slippers, maybe even a handy gift certificate. Let her know about the Give Him What He Wants holiday sale, then make sure she knows it's going on now at Red Wing Shoes in the Fountains by Hy-Vee on Edgewood Road.
Welcome back, 5:54, the Todd Brolecamp Show with Alex Kuhn, continuing toward, 7 o'clock tonight for 1600 AM listeners, 6:50 tonight for our FM listeners, 106.3 FM and 107.5 FM in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, respectively. You've got high school basketball on the way at the tail end of hour number three tonight. We'll give that $50 Elevate Salon and Spa gift certificate away before 6:50 tonight. So rest assured, if you are listening to us on any of our three frequencies, you are going to be given an opportunity to win that certificate. Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette is going to kick off hour number three. We'll bring hour number two to a close with a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle.
All four of the state's major universities collided in Des Moines at the Hy-Vee Classic on Saturday. First, it was the Hawkeyes taking care of Drake 90-64, led by Tyler Cook with 23 points. Nick Bear had 11 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists, and 5 steals. Jordan Bohannon and Luca Garza also reached double digits. Iowa State overcame a halftime deficit to beat UNI 76-65. Wyatt Lohaus led the Panthers with 16 points, but the Cyclones had 5 of their 8 players in double digits, including Lindell Wigginton's game-high 20. Nick Weiler-Babb continued his strong play at the point guard position with 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 4 assists, and the Cyclones have now won 8 in a row. Iowa's Megan Gustafson has been dominant since the opening tick of the season, and today was once again named co-Big Ten Player of the Week. She had 26 points and 10 rebounds on 73% shooting in a victory over UNI this weekend to give her a nation-leading 11th double-double. She's top 15 nationally in 8 other categories, including 3rd in field goal percentage and rebounds. At 11-1, she's got the Hawkeyes off to their best start since 2010 and ranked 25th in the country. We've got a lot going on here at KGYM tonight. First, we'll be checking out just a little bit early, heading to Linmar on our FM frequencies beginning at 6:50. So our show will only be on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, for those final 10 minutes. And when we're done, we'll have the Cyclone call-in show until 8:30, at which point we'll pick up Monday Night Football between the Falcons and Buccaneers on all 3 frequencies.
Coming up in hour number 3, after we chat with Mark, we'll talk a little bit about the future of the Hy-Vee Classic at Wells Fargo Arena. There's an opportunity for Iowa to possibly get out of the contract early, and it has to do with a decision that was made by the Big Ten. We'll let you connect the dots. You probably know what they are at this point. 319-366-1600. That's our Hurtin & Stocker text line. Don't forget, swing by KGYMradio.com and vote in today's poll question. It has to do with what was the biggest head-scratching moment in yesterday's extremely entertaining and extremely puzzling day of NFL action. Most people are voting for the final minute of the Patriots-Steelers game. We'll get to that as well in the third and final hour. Emil's Hideaway's on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Brian Ferentz, Phil Parker met the media in Iowa City today. Mark Morehouse of the Cedar Rapids Gazette was there. We'll find out what they had to say and what Mark thinks about Iowa's chances in the Pinstripe Bowl later this month.